Make sure everyone in Sri Lanka, you talk to your elderly and also anybody compromised, such as people with young people with diabetes or sugar blood pressure, anybody with underlying conditions. Talk to them and tell them to please stay home because once you're tested positive, the Gestapo comes and packs you to their train and sends you to the gas chamber. It's it's really happening and it has happened in my family. So these are not fake news bullshit, not on TV, all this rubbish. I'm telling you guys, anybody in Sri Lanka or Sam, Shara, I know you have your mom, I know you talk to her. Keep talking, tell her not to go because the elderly is the worst situation that's happening to the elderly. So, as you guys know, I spent almost 4 nights trying to get mom into a private facility and I kept getting rejected with all the strings I pulled. All the strings. I had top strings pulling for me because the private sector is super scared of the government and they have been strictly told not to accept the elderly. And so that's a huge problem. And I managed to get mom, as you all know, I kept giving you updates, managed to somehow in the middle of the night, before the PHI would come, we got mom into our city. PHI was super nice to us. Sarath kept calling the PHI and saying, "Sir, hita enawa, hita ambulance ekak enawa, apita private tanak hambuna," all that stuff, because the neighbors look at you with the beady eye and there's a hotline to call and tell the government, "Hey, there's a positive person that hasn't been picked up yet." So there's a lot of pressure and the government has no place to put them. They just go dump them. And I'm not saying this because it's fake news or something. Be careful, talk. Debs, I don't think your parents are gone. So just tell Ranil's mom and whatever. I'm sick because I have been up for several days and stressed and now I'm a little down, but I'm good. But that's why I got the sniffles. But my aunt, 2 nights ago, it's not even actually been 2 days. She's 80 years old. She went to the same bloody wedding. She's sick. She found out within 48 hours. They tried to talk to the PHI to give them time that they're going to find a private place. Middle of the night, the PHI came and took her, and we had a caretaker taking care of her, and they took the caretaker too. They are in Ratmalana, so they took her to Piliyandha. They said they're taking her to the Lunawa Hospital. Bloody nonsense. They took her to the Lunawa Hospital, and that was like a base where then they distribute. The military came and put them, guys, they put them on a truck, 40 some other people, and like packed them like sardines into a lorry type thing. And they don't even know. The lady does not, if my aunt is sick. She's sick. She needs help. So she's just laying on a bunker. The caretaker is calling my cousins and giving the updates. She really doesn't know the name of the town where she is. So now we are using the military and whatever influence we can to try to get to even locate them where they are and try to retrieve them, which is almost impossible apparently once the government takes you. Some doctor comes and just like doesn't even get close to you, just walks around and just looks at everybody. And then my friend Sonali from HFC, her uncle was taken to the Piliyandala hospital and he died there. And 24 hours go by and the family didn't hear from him. And they called and said, "Ane puluwanda katha karanna ape thathara." He was 65. And they said they put her on hold for a long time. Then he died. And I mean, they came back to the phone and said, "Iye meruna." And they won't release the body. They're going to cremate. And they have said, "We can give you ashes." I just told Sonali, "Bloody tell your family. They don't want ashes. They're just going to give somebody else's ashes just to say a prayer and, offer his soul to God. That's about it, So it's the elderly, and this uncle has not gone anywhere. The daughter, only daughter, works at a bank, and she goes up and down. She contracted it. She brought it to him. He's the only one that got sick. Mom and her are fine, you know. So that's, I'm talking with experience. My aunt is at a military base right now. It is the most ridiculous thing. You feel like you're in fucking China. This is what Chinese do. They come in white vans and just take you, and then there's no count of who, what, when, where. And the same thing is happening. And my aunt was fine. She had no, because she had no symptoms. She was positive. And because everybody after the wedding got tested because they wanted to know. But once you're positive, that's it. You're just, you know, you wait for, it's like the Gestapo coming for the Jews. That's it. So, and they claim to take care of the elderly. We will take care of the elderly because they're vulnerable. And now you all know it's bullshit. So best is not to go out, not to contract the virus until this whole thing goes away. And so that's my thing for you guys. Sorry that I'm rambling, but it's so much to write. I can't handle typing all this stuff. But okay, take care. Tell any auntie that you all know, like people you go to church. Tell this story, play this fucking thing to all of them. Let them listen to it. And then give my number if they don't fucking believe it. I will pick up the phone and I'll tell them to stay home. Okay? All right, guys, I'll talk to you later. Bye.